Welcome to Just Get Dressed with me, Samantha Harmon, the style editor. I'm an editor turned style strategist and the author of the best-selling book Just Get Dressed. Join me as we talk all things wardrobe, identity, wealth, and visibility. Since I wrote Just Get Dressed, I have spoken to so many women who have also written books, and I had absolutely no clue. It's like they wrote this incredible thing and then left it in a drawer somewhere and no one knows about it. So I think it's time for us to have a Since I wrote Just Get Dressed, I have spoken to so many women who have also written books, and I had absolutely no clue. They wrote this incredible thing, and then it just went into a drawer somewhere, and nobody got to read it. So I think it's time for us to have a conversation, because your book needs to get into the hands of the people who need it. And that's not going to happen if you don't understand that writing the book is only about 25% of the publication journey. Now, as you're listening to this episode, I want you to think about the reasons that you are not publicizing your book. Even if you haven't written a book yet, what are the things that put you off potentially talking about having a book out there in the world? As humans, we have fight, flight, freeze, fawn response, and we equate visibility with danger. We worry that we're going to be rejected, and the parts of our brains that are prehistoric take that rejection to mean that we are going to struggle to survive, because our ancestors, if they were shunned from the community, they would not have been able to survive alone. And so left unchecked, these parts of our brains, they go to the worst case scenario. It's ego, it's survival instinct, and it can stop us from fulfilling our dreams. There is no point in you writing a book if you are not going to publicize it properly. Big fucking deal, you wrote a book. Who's going to read it? In this episode, I am going to take you behind the scenes, behind the curtain, behind the cover, as it were, and tell you exactly what you need to do to give your book the best possible chance of getting to the right people. When I was writing my book, I had a conversation with a friend of mine about what I wanted to achieve from it, and we were creating a business plan around the book. And she said to me, if you're going to do something like this, you may as well go for the bestseller list. You may as well shoot for the stars and really like try, you give it your all to get this book out there and make it something amazing. I had the opportunity to publish my book before I had the opportunity to publish it last December, and I decided not to because I wanted to make sure that I gave it everything that I could. I am an editor by trade. I edited daily newspapers and magazines, and even with my experience, even with my know-how, I also lectured at the Oxford International Centre of Publishing. The sheer volume of work involved in the promotion is something that I was not prepared for. Genuinely, I was not prepared. I need to give you some statistics around why it's important, though. The average traditionally published book sells around 3,000 copies in its lifetime. Only 250 to 300 books are sold in the first year. Many books sell less than 1,000 copies. 1,000 copies of your book being sold actually puts you in bestseller territory. And self-published books often sell fewer than 250 copies. Now, if you know anything about me, you know that I'm not going to do things by halves. I am not writing a book, putting my soul out there in the way that I have, to only sell 250 fucking copies. My book has already exceeded that on pre-sale for the ebook alone. Why? Because of all the things that I'm going to break down for you in this episode. In the last episode, we looked a little at this idea of being picked, but something I want to address first and foremost is the snobbery around self-publishing or indie publishing, which means a smaller publisher. Why did I decide to self-publish? Well, because ultimately I had two choices. I could wait for my idea to be picked up by someone else, and that could have taken years. It might have taken months, but it might also have taken years. Or I pick myself and get fucking going. There are pros and cons to both routes. Ultimately, with self-publishing, you retain more of your royalties and you retain your IP. I think it's around 40% of your royalties on Amazon. So I would get around £3 to £4 for a copy of the book. And now with me sharing that with you, I hope that you're understanding why it's important that you have a good business strategy for your book, because this thing alone is not going to be your big money maker. So your first and most pressing question about writing a book is, what kind of budget do you need? What kind of budget do you need to give this a really good go so that it does become something that has a return on investment in your business? This really depends what you're looking to achieve. If you are looking to be on the shortlist, the bestseller list, sell copies, you do need to give this a decent crack. Many authors pitch with publishers for that reason, because the cost of producing a book can be quite expensive. And I don't just mean financially, but I mean with your time too. Generally, a publisher will give you an advance and you make that up in book sales. But that does mean that you are getting paid as you write your book. If you are self-publishing, you need to factor in your time and how this will take away from other things that you need to do in your business. Plus, you have the editing costs, which you won't have to pick up if you have a publisher, and your publicity costs, which you will. Even if you have a publisher, you will most likely need a budget for publicity and marketing. You also want to think about having a book launch, a book tour. There are lots of additional costs. So yes, a book is an incredibly great creative outlet, but we are savvy businesswomen here. We're looking at the business case for writing a book. All in all, if you want a good editor, a good designer, a good stab at publicity, you are looking at between 10 and 15K. I would strongly advise, if you do nothing else, at least getting a decent editor and a decent cover designer, because as much as we shouldn't judge books on their cover, we do. And a good editor can make or break your book. Multiple things can be true at once. It's true, yes, that you can upload a book for free onto Amazon. It's true that we have incredible technology at our fingertips that allows us to disseminate our ideas across the world in a matter of seconds. But it's also true that a bad book can be more damaging to your reputation than a good book builds up your reputation. I will be honest, I have read some books before and I've thought, no, this person doesn't know what they're talking about. I'd perhaps been thinking about working with them before, so therefore their book is like the top of their funnel and their business, great. And I've read their book and I've thought, this person just doesn't know what they're talking about. This is a terribly written book. It's just regurgitation of the same old shit. You don't want that. You want to make sure that your book is a credibility builder and is not something that damages your reputation. And if that means that you need to wait a while to save up to get yourself an excellent editor and a decent book cover designer and do the promotion stuff, then you might have to just wait, because it would be much better to have a book that's really good than it is to have a book that's bad. So once you have written your book, you have your editor, you have your cover designer, how long should you give yourself for publicity? You should be speaking about your book so much that you feel sick of it, because no matter how much you think you have promoted it, there will be people in your audience who don't know about it. Forget the wider world and people who don't know you yet. Even in your own audience, even if your audience is a few thousand people, there will be people in your audience who don't have a clue about your book. I started talking about my book when it was around 50% done. And by that, I mean the first draft, which is usually nothing like the final product. And then as the release date of May the 1st got closer, I gave myself a full 2 months before and a full 2 months after for the promotion. And that includes pitching to press, podcasts, this podcast that you're listening to, organizing book events, and all sorts of stuff. I want to know that I have given this the best possible shot. Over the summer, I will still be promoting the book, but thinking seasonally, I'll be picking it up again with full tenacity. In the fall, we have some more book events planned. So start talking about your book now. Even if it's just an idea, or you've only written a few lines of it, get buy-in from your audience, and your audience then will help you, and you can include some of the things that you learn from your audience in the book. You get buy-in from them, so they're very excited. And the other reason for this is because getting witnessed is a huge driver of success. I know that I keep promises to myself, but promises to myself, promises to yourself are easy to break. However, if I've said I'm going to do something publicly, I'm going to go and fucking do it. One of my favorite examples of getting witnessed as a tool for success is Mr. Beast, the YouTuber. When he was a kid, he made a series of videos and he set them to publish for the future. So he set one for 12 months time, 5 years time, etc. And in these videos, he would say, okay, it's 5 years from now and I'd expect to have, let's say, 5,000 subscribers. And every time that he came to the point of one of those videos being published, he had far exceeded his expectations. It's almost like knowing what you said that you were going to do pushes you to become the person who achieves it. And that then motivates you to take the actions to make that thing happen. There is extra momentum when other people are cheering you on. And the chances are also they really want to read your book and they will give you encouragement on the days that you really don't feel like writing. And trust me, in the book writing process, there will be a lot of those. But there is no time for modesty when it comes to selling a book. If you aren't going to shout about this, no one else is. Even if you have a traditional publisher, you're going to have to take this on for yourself. Get buy-in from your audience. Show them the behind the scenes along the way. Take them with you. I sometimes think in the online space that we forget that followers are people and we collect them, when actually your book is a great way to facilitate community and to get to know the people who follow you. That said, there does need to be a business case for your book. What do you want it to do for you and your business? Do you want to bring more people into your world? Do you want to funnel more people into your offers? Do you want to get on stages? You can do all of those things with the same book. They're all part of my plan for this book, but they do require slightly different focuses and slightly different strategies. Some people's books are purely a funnel into their work. Other people's books are adjacent to their work, like they aren't part of the same work, but they position that person as a thought leader. So if the purpose of your book is to bring more people into your world, you need a good visibility plan. And then you need to think about what happens after someone reads your book. Where is your book leading people to? Because the book alone, as we discussed when we were discussing the numbers of sales, is not the big moneymaker. It's where people go after they've read the book. Inside my book, there is a website flagged where readers can go and get additional resources, and then they will be invited to come and work with me more. Now, yes, the majority of the readers of the book are going to do the work that's in the book. It'll be a game changer for them. Ultimately, that's the purpose of it. Some people probably won't read the book. Some people will read on average 10% of the book, promise to come back later and never will. But a minority of people will be the type of people who want to invest in this, who understand the value of it, and they'll want to come and work with me. And so there's got to be a way of them being able to do that. If you are a female founder who is running a business alongside writing a book, I really need you to have this business strategy. Because otherwise, this is not going to do anything for you. It's just for your ego that you're writing a book. Especially if you're running services alongside writing your book, the promotion could potentially take over your life and then your income will dwindle. You need to be setting up your company in such a way that sales come in, your offers are acting as an ecosystem, so that by the time that you are focusing on the book promotion, it's intentional and it's not costing you sales. And I will say something now that I probably shouldn't say. Don't write your book because you think, oh, people won't pay for my high ticket services, so I'll just give them everything in a book instead. Write your book for that one person who appreciates and values your work. And they're not the kind of person who cheaps out on their development and thinks that reading your book is the same as being in proximity for you. That's not the person I wrote my book for. I did not write my book for that person. Your book is not there as a compromise, okay? If you are struggling to make high ticket sales, a book is not the solution. A book should add to your company, but not be this like, oh, I have to write a book because people won't pay for my high ticket services. Now, let's talk about some visibility strategies, because everyone loves the idea of being featured in Forbes, But what is the relevance? It's much better to go specific and deep with your pitches so that you get your book into the right hands than it is to go far and wide. Journalists are looking for exclusive stories of interest to their audience. Otherwise, they're probably going to ask you to pay, because increasingly there is pay to play with the press. There needs to be a relevant angle for the story. The first thing I'd invite you to do is to make a full reader profile. I show you how to do this in my program, Newsroom Day On Demand. This is where we build out your offers like an editor, not like an intern, not like a little service provider, like a freaking editor. The link to this program is in the show notes. Highly recommend. I have used the strategy inside of that program for my offers and for this book promotion. Once you have done that, you will know which publications, which podcasts, and which events to target with specificity, so that ultimately you are getting in front of the right audience who are going to buy and read and love your book. The other thing that you'll want to have a budget for is your own events. Hosting an online event is a relatively inexpensive way of boosting the visibility. And of course, you can invite many, many people. Creating your own podcast around the book, like this one, you're listening to an example of one. Hello. Take people behind the scenes. I would also think about building in a budget for in-person events, or having just one event as close to the day of publication as possible, so that you make a lot of noise and hopefully you have an influx of orders on that day, which stands you in better chance of being at the top of the bestseller list. And then consider having some book tour events. I don't have a publisher. I have done this all myself, off my own back, found independent bookshops, stores that align with the values inside the book, and asked if they would host events. Collaboration is key. You never know who's going to want to help you. All you have to do is ask. At the time of recording, I have 5 events across 5 cities in the UK and counting. I don't have a publisher. I don't have a PR. I have a very small team. We're working on the logistics, but this is possible for you too. You just have to think strategically about your book. And another important decision is when your book is going to be published. I had the opportunity to publish my book at the end of 2025, and I waited because I wanted to make sure I had enough time for all of this publicity. Why is my book out on May the 1st? Well, what else is happening on May the 1st? Devil Wears Prada 2 is coming out. Not only does that fit extremely well with the themes in the book, but it helps my audience to remember when the publication date is, and it has given me some good angles for media pitches. Whatever you do, whenever your book comes out, whatever you decide to do to promote it, however it's part of your business strategy, don't just write a book and then say nothing, please. Please don't do that. That's such a waste of your incredible resource that you have, that you intended to get into the hands of the right people. And if you are listening to this thinking that this sounds like a lot, or you want to do it but you don't have the media know-how or the strategy, and you have watched my book promotion process and you felt inspired by it, you'd like to come behind the scenes and do something like this for yourself, I'm going to invite you into Bestseller, the Mastermind, because this is exactly what we're working on, and you can find the links to that in the show notes.